Out Front, I'm King David McKenzie. The Maine Campaign Ethics Committee voted 3-2 Thursday morning to launch a formal investigation into the funding of an anti-gay ballot initiative in that state this year. The vote rejected a recommendation from the staff of the Maine Commission on Governmental Ethics and Election Practices that it not investigate the campaign funding practices of the anti-gay Stand for Marriage Maine group, which is spearheading support for a ballot measure in November to overturn a newly passed law to provide same-sex couples with the same rights to marriage licenses and benefits as it does to straight couples. That staff recommendation, issued September the 29th, said there was not sufficient reason to believe that the group, the National Organization for Marriage, or any other group supporting ballot measure number one, had violated state campaign reporting laws. California gay activist Fred Karger, founder of Californians Against Hate, requested the investigation. Karger's group, founded just last year, studied public records to identify businesses and individuals who contributed to the anti-gay campaign in California. While doing similar work from public records in Maine, Karger told the commission that he believes NOM and Stand for Marriage Maine are deliberately violating state campaign finance disclosure requirements. Two Democrats and one Republican on the commission agreed, voting for an investigation. One Republican and one unaffiliated member, Chairman Michael Friedman of Bangor, voted against. Karger said, "I'm very pleased. The commission showed great courage today in agreeing to going ahead and launching an investigation." End of quote. No spokesperson could be reached immediately following the vote for either the National Organization for Marriage or Stand for Marriage Maine. And Washington, D.C. Councilman David Catania says that he will introduce a bill next Tuesday to allow same-sex couples to wed in the District of Columbia. Same-sex marriages performed in states that allow them are already recognized in the district, but the proposed law would let couples marry there regardless of gender. The bill is expected to have 10 co-introducers and easily pass the 13-member city council. It has support from the city's mayor, but will still have to get past Congress, which can overturn district legislation. A draft of the legislation says it will be called the Religious Freedom and Civil Marriage Equality Amendment Act of 2009. Out Front at baronofarizona@gmail.com. I'm King David McKenzie.